This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Future of Flushing. I'm Vito Calisi. That's Jonathan Barron. We're joined by Mike Vassell, our buddy we met here last year. Look how far the boys have come.
Unbelievable. I was over there. I'm over here now. We're all meeting. It's raining. But it's time for baseball.
You've been spending a lot of time on that green right there. Mm-hmm. How's it been just like kind of getting to socialize, get to talk to people, just like pitching the other side of the camp?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. You know, I think last year my perspective of what it was like over here is like probably a little bit scary. But then once you get over here, get to know everyone, realize everyone's pretty friendly. It's been awesome. Definitely learning a lot already, and just, you know, watching veterans go about their business is pretty easy to motivate you on what to do and what not to do every day. Yeah.
You were one of the first guys we spoke to here on the show. This is actually your third time. We did last year here. We caught up on StreamYard when you were still at the Rebel Ponies, and now here we are again. So looking back at who you were, the kind of person and the kind of pitcher 1 year ago to now, and all that happened last season, how much personal growth do you see?
You know, personally, I think from last year, from that point in whatever it was, March, I think until now has been like a huge jump. I think, you know, pitching wise, I've definitely gotten better with stuff and the little things in the game holding guys on. But also, I think just an experience and just like learning and understanding like how to face better hitters, how to get those better hitters out, and understanding what they're thinking at the same time. And almost taking, I felt for myself personally, like a next step with maybe understanding kind of pitching at that, what everyone talks about, that higher level. I don't think that I'm at what some of these other guys are, but I think for me personally, I've definitely taken a step forward in my development, especially mentally and preparation, everything towards starts. So,
I mean, talking about getting guys out through a one hitter when late in the season in Syracuse, what was just going through the blood? What was flowing that game?
Yeah, I'm gonna be quite honest. That was one of the most ridiculous days of my life. Not before the game, I'm just saying starts. I remember at one point, I was so locked in, I really don't remember what happened between like the fourth to the seventh inning. I can't tell you who I faced, where typically I'd go back on a start and tell you what happened, but it was just like next level. I felt locked in that I tapped into that day, but I also think it started with just being really relaxed before the game and not really, you know, it's not that I didn't care about what happened, but it was more of, you know, I'm gonna go and I'm just gonna be myself. Just like really trust what I do, trust what got me here. And then I think from there on, it like I really started to, you know, have a handful of starts that were the way I could pitch in AAA, which was huge for me and a great way to finish the year. And that day, as much as I would have liked to do it, maybe we can save it, you know, sometime, another time. I hope I get the opportunity again. It's not like they come around too often, so yeah.
You mentioned down the stretch for Syracuse, you had allowed two runs or fewer in five of your last eight starts. So you definitely settled in with Syracuse. Back to the no-hitter, though, for a second. I've always wanted to ask guys, there's obviously been only one individual no-hitter in Met history, one combined no-hitter. Tyler McGill started that one, actually.
Yep. We were at both.
We were at both.
Yeah, all right. All
right. We were much younger for the first one.
Fans at one, employees at the other.
Yes. Oh. At what point in that night, you're sitting in the dugout, do you realize, like, oh, shoot, there's a zero up on that scoreboard right now in the hit column?
Well, here's the thing about this whole no-hitter thing, right? I knew the entire time what was going on,
like,
okay? Like, I got through the fourth, and I was like, yeah, I have no hits, but it wasn't like I'm throwing a no-hitter. It's more just like, wow, I've, you know, gotten through four clean. When you get through that seventh inning with no hits, you got to be lying to tell me that, oh, I had no idea. I mean, maybe, guys, maybe it's true. Maybe it's true. But I knew very well. But it was more about, okay, I know what's going on, but recognize that and just keep doing what you're doing. Like, it was like, I feel like I can keep repeating this, you know, strike one, strike two, get a guy out. So, like, I was aware, but it wasn't eating me alive. But I think it's really the nerves started to come in the ninth when you walk out there and it's like, wow, like, this could really happen. And, But yeah, I mean, to be quite honest, it you go through the seventh inning with no hits. Like, come on, nobody's put the ball in play. Like, you know what's going on.
Let me ask you this. Seven inning doubleheader, right? You guys are playing seven innings in a game.
Yeah.
Is that a no-hitter in your opinion? Because if it is, then you kind of...
I don't know.
And Madison Bumgarner threw one back in 2021.
It's a no-hitter. But the last two innings of a baseball game are so important.
Yeah.
Eight and nine. You can't, like, it's so, those last six outs, what everyone talks about, like, they're so hard. Because that could be a guy's fourth at-bat of the game or whatever. So, like, it's just really tough. It still counts. Like, it's still, okay, you threw a no-hitter. There's a little star next to it.
That should count because we don't count nine and a third.
Yeah.
Like, if you give up a hit after nine and a third, we're not saying you pitch nine innings.
Pedro took a no-hitter into the 10th inning, I think, and I think he hit Gerald Williams. And Gerald Williams charged the mound as if Pedro was trying to – remember that as a Boston man? No.
I wasn't aware of that.
I think it was a perfect game, actually.
Now, what would you do? I talked to a scoreboard operator at Citi Field one time. Really nice guy, but has some things going on. He told me he's always wanted to put up during a no-hitter in, like, the sixth or seventh inning. Blank has not allowed a hit through six innings.
Like, if I did that?
If
you're on the mound.
If you're on the mound and a scoreboard operator put up on the
really handsome
area,
guy, smart, witty, like, totally.
Put up. Mike Vassell has not allowed a hit through six innings.
And I'm pitching.
And you're pitching.
You saw
Don't
it.
Do that.
Don't do that. All right.
Let me
write that down.
Well, here's the thing. It's like.
I'm the scoreboard operator.
It's like everyone, wait, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now, okay. Hold on. Is that what you want to do?
No, dude, be honest. Like,
well, here's the thing. You could do it. You could watch me, right? So you got to keep your eye on me. Okay. If I go, I don't know, down the dial, boom, flash it up. Put it up there. I come back.
Just where you can't see it.
Yeah.
So you don't care about the jinx of it. You just don't want to see it.
No, exactly. So it's like, and I've never been to Citi Field, but I know the scoreboard is like.
It's pretty big, dude.
The size of LaGuardia Airport, right? So like, you gotta do it somewhere where like, I have no idea where it is.
All right.
So fans are like, oh, and then I'm just zoned out into my own whatever.
Here's the thing. I don't believe in jinxes. I used to. And we're going to talk to Sean Manea today. And Sean also used to be very superstitious. And I believe he's kind of reeled that in.
Okay.
And I want to break the notion that putting something up on the scoreboard is going to ruin the momentum that a guy has. That's kind of where I'm at. But here's the thing. I think everyone in the stadium is aware. So it's probably not necessary. But I always just wonder, how much are you guys worried about seeing those things, the visuals?
Well, yeah, I mean, it'd be more, you just got to put it in a place I couldn't see it. That's the only thing. Like But I will say, as a pitcher, like, if you're really locked in, and at least in my case, like even just like little things, it takes so much to get into that zone. You don't want the slightest thing to throw you off. I mean, me personally, if I saw it, I'd be like, whatever. I mean, but that's just me, you know, so I don't know.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
All right, so if you're taking a no-hitter into the eighth inning or the ninth inning, what is a song that you want to hear to pump you up, keep you locked in for the highest of leverage situations?
You should find that out from everybody. Probably.
Yeah, I want to go out there and just like.
Yeah, when you take the mound, you got those six last guys to get. So
what can we play for you?
Yeah.
What can we prepare? What can we set you up for success with?
Like Losing It by Fisher, just like everyone's like, like, and you could go like with, everyone know Levels by Vici, so you could do that too.
I love that.
That plays a lot during a game.
I love that.
So everyone's screaming. And then, you could do like Welcome to the Jungle for the ninth, and it's like, da-da-da-da-da, and everyone's like,
lights flashing.
And then you walk out there, no hitter, everyone screams. Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah.
All right. We got a plan.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about your great season last year. You also were the representative for the Mets at the Futures game.
I was.
What was that experience like, dude?
It was crazy. Well, first the flight. I mean, that's a bomb of a flight coming from Boston, because we were in Worcester, so I was basically home. Flying out there, I mean, insane flight, but get in, really cool ballpark, everything. The whole experience was awesome, like Ken Griffey and everything. I felt like, I know I was playing in the game, but I literally felt like, who am I to be here? Which was cool, because there were so many like Hall of Fame players and big leaguers and everything everywhere. But the whole experience was awesome. I loved it. Seattle's a really cool place. They like packed the stadium much more than I thought.
You had good coffee?
Coffee? Well, I didn't. I went to Starbucks. But didn't it start out there?
Yeah. It did. So it's the OG Starbucks.
Yeah, but I didn't go to the original one. Like, I never go to the original Dunkin' Donuts in Quincy, Mass. Like,
it's a nice drop. I thought maybe you'd be loyal to Dunkin' and you would be like, I'm not getting any of that Starbucks garbage.
I don't know. I go back and forth.
How do you feel about Ben Affleck's new whole Dunkin' personality? Do you feel like Ben Affleck's putting on much more of a Boston accent than he's ever had in his life?
I don't know. I you know, when he plays Batman, it kind of goes away pretty quick, you know?
And now all of a sudden,
it's called acting.
In every commercial he's doing now, he's all of a sudden just like the thickest Boston accent I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. And all of a sudden, I love Tom Brady, but now I don't know when he started.
He's from California.
I know. He's really loving the Boston thing, which I love.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You love Tom Brady.
I love him.
How could you not?
Yeah.
You also wore some awesome cleats during that Futures game. Where did you get those? What was the inspiration behind them?
So it's from the Stadium Custom Kicks, and a guy from my agency was like, hey, do you want custom cleats for the game? I said, sure. And he was like, you know, we can do like a Mets themed cleat with you know, like your round and your pick, whatever. And personally, I was like, you know what? Let's go with it. I think it's a cool idea. You know, I mean, for me personally, there's a lot of, you know, super high picks there. And it was more like, you know, this is just kind of my path to getting here, which I loved. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought the cleats were cool. But I will say, they said home run on the side. They said home run.
Not what you want on a pitcher's feet.
And so one of the games back, first start back in Syracuse, guys were like, what is that on your cleats? Why does it say home run? I was like, well, it's New York theme. You hit a home run, the apple goes up, whatever. They go, all right, you can't give up a home run again in those cleats. Well, I didn't in the first game. Second game, I give up an absolute bomb. And then they were like, you can't wear those cleats anymore. But I still wore them. But yeah, I lost the bet. So
who has better custom cleats, you or Dom Hamill?
Have you seen his Arizona to New York
ones? Oh, I saw those, yeah. I don't know. You know, Dom, I need to see him on his feet and wearing them, because aren't they two different color schemes?
On either side, yeah. You got the Sedona deserty, and then you got the bright lights.
Well, I'm
going
to give this to him, because also I'm pretty sure that was a 13-year-old kid who did that, which is very impressive.
And he paid for it.
Which is very impressive. And I like that. He's supporting small businesses.
Yeah.
You know, that's good for the kid.
You got yours for free.
Yeah, I did. So, you know, that's just, I'm going to give it to Dom.
You know,
even though I think mine are sick.
He also said he's like afraid to wear them too much because he paid for them.
That's what he said?
He said that on the podcast.
He's worried about the paint chipping off over time. He wants to get them like, he said laminated. I don't know if laminated is.
I recommended resin.
He should just like put, I don't know. They're cleats.
Yeah.
You gotta just wear them.
Get five pairs.
Just get five pairs. Yeah. You're gonna pay this guy.
How many hours can this 13-year-old do? You can't be putting him to work
time. He's probably got homework and social studies homework. I don't know.
If he's having major leaguers buy his cleats, I don't know how much homework he's gonna have to be doing.
That's a good point.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Really quick, want to get your take on the ABS system, which was something that you had to accustom yourself to, making the jump from AA to AAA.
Yeah.
We've asked a lot of guys, but what's your take on the ABS system?
You know, personally, like, obviously it's a smaller zone, but I think at first it plays more mind games with you than anything, because I think you're looking, like, as a pitcher, we're always going to be biased towards it's a strike. So you're always watching the catcher frame. Everything's a strike. You know, but honestly, like, on the edges, if it clips, it's a strike. But the top of the zone definitely seems like smaller, but which I think it like literally is. But I think then towards the end of the year, like you just got to accept, you know, this is what it is. Like you can't do anything about it. You can't, this is the zone and you just got to go right at guys. And I think that's the thing is guys sometimes will be like, oh, the zone. Instead of like, you know what? This is the ultimate test. If you put your stuff in the zone, how can you pitch? How can you get outs? You know, there's some great challenging stories that I can't say, but you know, there's been some awesome stories that have come from it. But yeah.
So like obviously robo umps are coming because we're seeing that. How would you argue with a robot?
I have literally no idea how I would, the first thing I do to argue with a robot, but I'll tell you this, like I will say if they got it, they got to give a little of the zone back, a little of the top, a little of the top.
All right. Because towards the robots now though.
Yeah.
Cause like when they start growing, you want to be the nice one.
Yeah.
Be nice to your Alexa.
Intelligence. Yeah. I know, she's listening. My phone listens to me all the time.
Oh, it's the worst. You say like, yeah, I'm thinking about getting sushi tonight, and then, you know.
Boom.
I kind of like it. I kind of like that TikTok knows me well. I like being given stuff that I want to see.
But sometimes, lately it's been what I'm thinking. I think I'm not even speaking. I'm thinking something, boom, on my phone. It's weird, it's creepy.
The weirdest is when you start getting recommendations that your like significant other is looking at.
Do you have to be on like a shared plan, like Apple's
I get,
family
me and my wife
like
will
that?
Be sitting in the same area and she'll be looking at stuff and she'll have interest and then 10 minutes later, I'll get the same thing.
I haven't experienced
or
that.
Or I'll say like a day or two later, I'll be like, oh, I got that yesterday. I'll hear her in the back.
It's unbelievable.
Sometimes I just want to chuck it. I know I've been holding it the whole interview, but sometimes I just want to get rid of it, you know,
I can't deal with phones sometimes. Yeah. I can't do it. I get out of the ballpark and it's like, I got, you know, I'm not popular, but I got all these people
texting.
You're pretty
popular. I mean, you're for the party, Mike. Come on.
You come up in most of our interviews.
Yeah. I got. Well,
is that annoying? Do you hear about that? Do you hear like those guys?
Well,
keep
JT Schwartz, you know, talking smack about my basketball game. First off, that's ridiculous.
The man watches the content.
Yeah, I would take him to the paint. I would take him out to 3-point line.
I have an idea. I have an idea. Let's find a local court and let's settle it.
Can we see your basketball highlights that we keep hearing about?
Yeah, I got this clip on my phone of me, it's against Mansfield High. I got the ball in the corner, I give it a little jab, I go baseline, up and under, spin it off the backboard. Last game of my life, dropped 18-9.
All right,
hitting
how many minutes?
Oh, almost the whole game. I was in incredible shape. I had been running all season, it was March. It was unbelievable. I wasn't even sweating at that point.
What's better, your basketball game or your golf game? Because I've heard you're more of a vibes guy on the course.
Okay, yeah, my
golf game. You're a personality hire.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. I hit five shots left, right, and then I hit a ball dead center.
You let everyone know.
I do a little celebration. Everyone loves it. They all laugh. I keep it loose for them, and I just keep going.
What's the celly? Are you whipping out the sword?
No,
like you did at CWS?
Like from it's a Shooter McGavin celebration. I go shoot up.
Yeah. Should do that on a strikeout this year. First major league strikeout. What do you think about that? The shooter. You'll definitely make a name for yourself.
That would make a name, yep. But I hope I pitch well the rest of the way because that would come back quickly. That would be great.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for catching up with us, man. You know we're big fans and just excited to see what you do this year, dude.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you. Love being on.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.